शन
ओम शांति
शांति।
आज सत गुरुवार के दिन आप सबकी याद लेके
On the day of the Sadhguru, carrying everyone's loving remembrances, as I reached the subtle region, I saw that there were beautifully designed letters in front of Baba. Many kinds of projects. And a variety of decorated items in front of Baba. Baba was looking at everything very closely. I continued standing there for a few seconds and I was watching how Baba was looking at every item. Baba then looked at me and once again started looking at the objects. Baba then said, "Did you see, child? Did you see what the father is doing today?" I said, "Baba, today your attention is especially being given to these different items." Baba explained, "The children have sent a variety of their elevated thoughts from the time of Amrit Vela. Those thoughts have been reaching Baba. Baba is looking at every elevated thought, every aspect of their spiritual endeavor, their deep love towards their efforts as well." And then what did Baba do? Baba became completely silent. Baba continued saying, "The children make many plans. There's a lot of zeal and enthusiasm as well. They are making genuine, diligent efforts to carry out these thoughts, but Baba has seen a gap between the thoughts and putting it into practical. So I asked them, what gap is that?" Baba became silent again for a few seconds and then said, "The plan that the children make, the plans that they make, when it comes to putting it into practical form, there comes a bit of slackness, a bit of arrogance of I, sometimes even doubt, sometimes even overconfidence. So the arrogance of I, slackness, doubts, and overconfidence, because of which whatever plans they wish to make, whatever efforts they want to make, because there's this gap, this margin, then they go further and further away from that aim, from making it into practical. And so they're not able to intensify their effort, their experience, or attain it. Or they become disheartened and they're not able to be successful in attaining that goal. So the children continually say, Baba, you want to become equal to the father. So the father replies, yes, you want to become equal to the father. But if you look at the father, Baba never kept any gap, any difference between what he thought and what he did. He never allowed any slackness. Baba went into the subtlety of every aspect of spiritual endeavor. So one, the children have to go into the subtle aspect of efforts and be very focused, be very concentrated in what you wish to attain. keep that stage of being, playing this part in the drama, and then bring about transformation, then you will have those experiences. At the present time, there's a lot of effort, there's a lot of labor. Success is sometimes in front of them, but even though it's in front of them, the children feel the success to be very far. So what do the children have to do? Whatever plans you make, go into the subtlety of it, go into the depth of that spiritual endeavor. Don't allow any gap to be there, and then success is definitely in front of you. Baba was giving a lot of love to the children. Baba was also observing all the thoughts that the children were offering Baba. So what do the children now have to do? According to the time, with determined thoughts, pay special attention that I have to become perfect, because that is what will help you attain success and bring you closer to that future world. I then gave loving remembrances on behalf of the Brahmin family for the soul of Amichan Bhai. Punjab zone has come to Shantivan and they've specially offered bhog. So there was a very beautiful throne that emerged, and Baba had seated Amichan Bhai on that throne in his completely decorated form. Baba said, "Did you see this child? From the time this child, that is Brother Amichan, came to Baba, he came at a very young age, physical age, but from that time he continually followed Srimad, he held on to Baba's hand as he progressed. Through his efforts and through his example, he won God's heart, Baba's heart, won the hearts of the senior instruments and that of the sisters and brothers. So today as well, Baba has seated this child on the father's heart throne and he's very pleased. So it was a very beautiful form that Amichan Bhai was in. From the early times, this child has had faith in the intellect and a tireless server. He always made the lesson of Hanji very firm. He lived a simple life and became an example for everyone. He served countless of souls and brought them closer to the Father. So Amichan Bhai was sitting in a very detached and yet loving form. So Baba said, even though he accomplished, he carried out everything, he always remained attached and loving. With his cheerful face, he was able to alleviate people's fears and their worries. I then asked Amichan Bhai, "How is it that you came so quickly? How you didn't let us know that you were coming?" So Amichan Bhai said, "I had gone on service until the last moment. I was just doing service." Baba said, "At the end time, the game of the body, the test paper of the body came in front of this child. The body was doing what it had to, but the child was very engaged, engrossed in the play of service. He wasn't aware of what was happening with the body, he was very detached from the body. So while settling the accounts of the chariot, he didn't have even the slightest feeling, or he was not slightly under the impact of the body, and he was very detached and loving. Baba has taken the child to different places to show him the form of service taking place, and Baba has given the child many different experiences, and in the future too there's a lot of service that's going to unfold. And Baba has shown this child how he is going to be instrumental and cooperative in that future service. So Amichan Bhai said, "Yes, Baba has told me that I have to carry out a special task and all of us have to collectively come together and bring about this task of world transformation, changing the world. So I then said that for so many days you did not partake of any meals at the last phase. So Amichambai said, no, Baba gave me such wonderful experiences. Baba used to call me to the subtle region from time to time during that last period, and he used to feed me wonderful food. He also gave me a taste of what of the delicacies that we'll receive in the golden age. I then shared that the Punjab zone has come to Shantivan. They're all missing you. They're all sending their loving remembrances. So Amichambai said, this family belongs to Baba. Baba has always had his special vision on Punjab zone. And Baba has made that zone so powerful, so strong. And the instruments, the souls there are tireless in Baba's service, very strong in service. They're Baba's companions. So just continue to move along, keeping Baba as your companion. And you have to create some wonder in service. This is what Baba also wants to see. Baba then offered the poke to Amichambai. Baba then asked Amichambai, would you like to share anything? So Amichambai said, Baba, you are here and so I am carefree from the early days. You've always kept very loving drishti on this zone, Punjab zone, and your pure wishes were all fulfilled by the dadis. And so now, the children now of the zone will have to continue to fulfill Baba's thoughts, hopes for the zone. They should continue to just move along as unified family and glorify the Father. He then gave remembrances to everyone. Everyone has given me a lot of love. They've always cooperated with me. So even now, continue to be cooperative in Baba's task, give love to one another, take hold of each other's hands, keep Baba in front of you and continue to progress. Baba is sending me for special service. Baba will carry out that service through me and so I will accomplish that. Baba also said that Baba carries out his special task through special souls. So this child is going forth for special service. Baba will carry out special service through him. So these special children have to complete the task that Baba has given them. Baba then gave remembrances to everyone and I returned. Om Shanti.